And now this is a dictation for Edward Markel, M-A-R-K-E-L, January 2nd, 77, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up, Mr. Markel, congenital absence of the right kidney, chronic kidney disease, associated to tuberous sclerosis, abnormalities on the left kidney with cystic and solid masses. Last visit was in April. Follows urology at Midland, Dr. Witzke. Ultrasound done stable few months ago. No abdominal back pain, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, no fever. Recent colonoscopy, benign polyp removed. No urinary retention, post void was only 38. Review system done being negative. Medication list review for blood pressure, Norvasc, Benazepril. Topical treatment for the skin changes on the face from tuberous sclerosis with Sirolimus, S-I-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, topical. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 154/82, at home 130/140/80. Very pleasant, alert oriented time 4, no respiratory cardiovascular abnormalities, changes on the face from the tuberous sclerosis, no ascites or tenderness, no back tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is August, creatinine 1.4, which is baseline. GFR will be in the upper 50s, normal electrolyte, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus. Minimal albumin in the urine at 38 milligrams per gram. No recent cell count. Prior PTH 105. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, congenital absence of the right kidney, tuberous sclerosis with solid and cystic changes on the left kidney, stable over time. There is no urinary retention or ureteral obstruction. He has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure at home, well controlled. No need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need for phosphorus binders. Normal nutrition, calcium, and glucose. There is secondary hyperparathyroidism with kidney disease. Minimal activity for albumin in the urine. TBC needs to be updated as part of his chemistries. Continue present regimen, come back in 6 months.